Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking with Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation about 2015 success stories in just a moment.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry, it's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
After a whole string of really great years where the beef export picture got better and better, 2015 has been one of retrenchment. Beef exports down both in volume and in value this year. But according to Phil Tseng, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, there are some bright spots to point to.
Oh, yeah. I think one of our decided success stories has been in the Korean market. We've worked very hard in Korea. Our numbers are up in Korea for both beef and pork. I think the Korean market has been very, very positive for us. I think the Mexican market continues to produce for us. We have our challenges, of course, and the Mexicans are very concerned about our product going in there. So we're sensitive to that, but we've had growth both in beef and pork into Mexico. We've done well in Europe. We've done well in Honduras, for example, on the beef side. So as you take a look at this, there are markets. Singapore has been very good for us. Taiwan has been good for us. So as we look at these markets, it's spotty, but there are some success stories out there in the international marketplace as well.
I know you're already planning for 2016, laying plans on how you best present our product to our overseas buyers. You know, what is the game plan? What's your proposed idea of where we're going to be going?
Well, I think that, you know, for next year, I think number one is we're looking at about a 6% increase in exports of our pork exports. We're looking at about an 8% increase in our beef exports. So I think 2015 has been a tough year, but we're looking at the next year in 2016 as being a positive year as far as export. I think the way we're presenting our product is, number one is, we always extol the fact that it's U.S. product. We extol the fact that it's a very safe product. It's a wholesome product. We talk about what I call the Holy Trinity with, FDA, you have FSIS, you have AFIS, of course. And you have, of course, the industry. And so what we've seen here is, I think a lot of growth in that area. We're also seeing the growth of brands in the markets. So we're doing more where buyers in these international markets want to know what's in it for me. You know, is it being made specially for me? Everybody wants something tailor-made. So what we're trying to do with our programs is trying to do more with states, doing more with packers where they're developing brands both on the beef and the pork side. And in the more advanced markets, this is going on. On the other hand, there's some markets like pork, for example, with 75% of what we export is used for further processing. So we're trying to talk about what are the advantages of using U.S. pork in a processing situation. So there's a multifaceted approach how we present our product and how we sell our product.
Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bell Ringer Auction in Denver, January 14th and 15th. Join us January 12th and 13th for the new rep orientation and the Superior Rep Roundup, followed by the 2015 Rep Awards and dinner at 6 p.m. on the 13th. Then attend the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to RSVP for the dinner and awards or for more information. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.